Now, Day to Day's literary editor Karen Grigsby Bates with Kristen Olson, who wrote Stalking the Divine, a book about a small group of nuns with an unusual name and overwhelming job.
You started out, you were born as a Catholic.
Yes.
And went to church when you were younger and then stopped. What brought you back?
You know, here I had had this longing for faith for a while and really hadn't been able to figure out a way to connect with faith at all. I had gone to a couple of churches. Nothing had struck me. Nothing had moved me. And then I finally, on a Christmas day, in a fit of loneliness and misery because my children were spending the day with my ex-husband, their father, I was reading through the newspaper and looking for ads for after Christmas sales, and I saw this little boxed ad saying that there was going to be a special Christmas Mass down at St. Paul Shrine, and that Franciscans would say the Mass, and that the Poor Clares of Perpetual Adoration would sing. And I thought, wow, the Poor Clares of Perpetual Adoration sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit. How can I miss it?
And tell me who the Poor Clares are.
There are many Poor Clares, and they all sort of follow in the long tradition that was started by St. Francis and then by Clare of Assisi. The Poor Clares of Perpetual Adoration are a cloistered contemplative order, and what they do 24 hours a day is pray. The other night I was at a party, and somebody was saying to somebody else, oh, Chris has this book out, and it's about the Poor Clares, and this guy turned to me, and he said, I called those nuns 7 years ago when I was having a kidney transplant, and they said they'd pray for me, and I think they're still praying for me. So I think that the idea that somebody would do that for you 24 hours a day is something that's deeply moving.
These are women who are cloistered. They live in a very circumscribed little piece of the world. Why were you interested in writing about them, and how did you finally get them to allow you to do this?
I got in because I was such a pest that they finally had to agree to let me come around. And I have to say that I only got inside the cloister two different times. I wanted to write about them just because I found them fascinating. It's a fascinating concept. And I also thought that by talking to them, I might be able to just explore questions of faith. They were willing, after a while, to answer all my questions over and over and over again.
You describe them as very different kinds of individuals. I mean, we see them in their habits, or we don't see them because they're behind a grill, and the assumption is that they have always been these very prayerful, almost angelic kind of people, when in fact they all had real lives before they came to the cloister.
Yeah, I think that the general assumption is that somebody takes up a life like that because their life in what we call the real world is failing them in some way. And it was not the case with any of these women. It was really interesting. I mean, they had all had really full lives that they had a hard time leaving. One in particular, she was an artist. She had studied in Mexico. She had traveled a lot. She had many boyfriends and friends, and she was one, when I asked her if she had admired St. Clare a lot when she was young, she was just appalled that I could assume that she thought at all about being a nun when she was young. She said even being a regular nun just filled her with dread.
Have you found faith after spending this time with the Poor Clares?
I'd say I'm closer to it than I was before. I mean, it's still a difficult issue for me. I do go to church now. I still find myself every once in a while in the middle of a Mass saying, what on earth are you saying? You know, the original subtitle to my book was, the title was Stalking the Divine, and the subtitle was A Prodigal Circles the Fire. You know, and I still am that. I still am a prodigal circling the fire. But I guess my circle is getting closer and closer.
Kristen Olson is the author of Stalking the Divine. She came to us from WCPN in Cleveland. Kristen, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for talking to me and being interested in my book.
That interview by Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates, and this is Day to Day from NPR News.